Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. In order to understand this Mishnah, we really have to take like a bird's eye view, an overall look at the total count of karbonis that were brought on Yom Kippur. The following is the view according to the Rambam. The first karbon on Yom Kippur was the Tamid Shel Shachar. The Tamid Shel Shachar was the first karbon every single day throughout the year, and the same is true for Yom Kippur. And the last karbon was the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Besides for that, like all other Yom Tovim, there's a karbon musaf. The karbon musaf on Yom Kippur consisted of 10 karbonis. What were these 10 karbonis? That was part of the musaf. There was a par, that was a karbon oila, an ayil, that was a karbon oila. There was a sayer, that was a chatas. This was called the sayer hanasa b'chutz, as opposed to the other sayer, which was part of the gairol, where we took the dam inside. This is a whole different sayer. This was done outside. And then there were 7 kivasim. So there was a total of 10 karbanais that were brought for musaf. That was the musaf of Yom Kippur. Once again, there were 10 karbanais for musaf. 9 of them were all carbon oilois. The par and the aisle was a carbon oila. The shivas hakvasim were a carbon oila. And there was 1 sa'ir lachatas. So far, we have a cheshbon of 12 karbanais. The tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein harbayim, and the 10 of the carbon musaf. Even though these were all brought on Yom Kippur, they're not really special Yom Kippur karbanis in the sense that every day there was a Tamid Shel Shachar and a Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and on all Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh there was a karban musaf. Now, let's take a look at the special karbanis just for Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol brought. So we know he brought the par. He took the dam of the par into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then by the Pareiches, then mixed it with the dam of Sar and put it on the Mizbeach, the inside Mizbeach. In addition to that, the Kohen Gadol also brought a special aisle that was his aisle, which was a carbon oila, and there was an aisle which was Mishel Tzibur. This was a carbon oila that came from the Tzibur, and it's discussed in Pashas Achrin. And here we have a machlokes. Some hold this has nothing to do with the aisle that was brought as a carbon musaf. That's in Pashas Pinchas. We already said there were 10 karbanis for the carbon musaf, a par aisle. That was the aisle of the carbon musaf. That's the one discussed in Pashas Pinchas. Besides for the aisle, that was part of the set, one of the 10 karbanos of Musaf, there was another aisle that the Tzibur brought together. However, it is the opinion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and the Rambam also passes that way, that it's really the same aisle. In other words, although in Pashas Achri there is a discussion of an aisle, which is a carbon Tzibur, brought as an oila, and in Pashas Pinchas there's also a discussion of a carbon oila, which was part of the Musaf set, which was an aisle, don't think it's two separate karbanos. Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds, it was all one carbon. It's all the same. It's just that it's mentioned twice. Once in Parshas Achrei, and once in Parshas Pinchas. But besides for the aisle Hatzibah that was brought as the set of the carbon musaf, there was no separate aisle, according to this opinion. There is another shita, where the Gemara says, no, there were two separate karbanos. The aisle that is discussed in Parshas Achrei is a separate aisle that has nothing to do with Musaf. It's a separate aisle which was brought Mishal Tzibur, in addition to the Kohen Gadol's personal aisle, and the one that's discussed in Pashas Pinchas, that's part of the Musaf. That's part of the Musaf set. They're two separate things. Now, this is very important. Our Mishnah goes according to the opinion that there was only one aisle Hatzibur that was brought Mishal Ha'am, and that's part of the 10 karbanis of the carbon musaf. Although it's mentioned both in Parshas Achrei and in Parshas Pinchas, so there are reasons for that, but this is the opinion of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's how the Rambam paskins, and it is also how our Mishnah learns. So, quick chazara, how many karbanis do we have so far? We have Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. We have 10 karbanis of musaf. A par, ha'ayil, a sorry, a chatas, that's the only chatas, and 7 kvasim that are also like the par and aisle, oilos. Those are the 10 musiv karbanis. In addition, we have the Kohen Gadol's par that he took in and he used the dam inside. We have the Kohen Gadol's aisle that was brought as a carbon oila. Although in Pashas Achri there's an ale hatzibur, but according to the Rabbeinu HaKadosh has explained, that's the same one as the part of the musiv set. And we also have 2 seirim that were brought from the tzibur. One was the sayer, we took the dam inside, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then by the Pareiches, so we mixed it with the dam of Mizbeach, and the other would be Nisar Elazazel. These are the two Seirim which we made the Geirul on, and they were brought Mishel Tzibur. The power of the Kohen Gadol that was brought Lefnai Lefnim, as well as the Sire, they would be burnt outside of the Azad. Those are the Karbonis of Yom Kippur. What is the sum total of Karbonis, according to this opinion? 15. Where do you get 15? We have the Tamashal Shachar, Tamashal Bein Harbayim. 10 Karbonis that were part of the Musaf set. That's 12. The power of the Kohen Gadol and his personal ayil, that's 13 and 14. And you had the two Seirim, really only one of them was a carbon, the other one was the Sar Lazazel. And again, this is according to the opinion that the Tzibur ayil mentioned in Pashas Achrei is really part of the Musaf set, it's not a separate ayil. Out of his 15 karbonis, there were 12 carbon ayilis and 3 carbon chatois. The Tamashal Shachar, Tamashal Bein Harbayin, they're carbon ayilis. Out of the 10 karbonis that were part of the Musaf set, there was only one chatas, the Sar. The rest were ayilis. So 9 ayilis you had that were part of Musaf, the 2 Tamidim, that's 10, 11. There was the personal ayil that the Kohen Gadol brought, that's 12. There were 12 ayilis, and there were 3 chatas. One chatas was the Sar and Asa B'chutz, that was part of the Musaf. And the other 2 chatas were the Par Kohen Gadol and the Sar and Asa B'fnim, they were also chatas. Total 15 karbonis according to this shita. Now let's try to understand our Mishnah. So once again, carbon number 1, as explained, was the Tamid Shel Shachar. We also explained the last carbon was the Tamid Shel Bein Harabai. After the Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning, the second carbon was the Shechting of the Par, and then the Sawyer after the Goyim. So really, that we learned already. We know when we're Makrav. The Tamid Shel Shachar and the Par V'Sawyer that are called the Chatayas Apnimiyais, or the Par that later has to be burnt and the Sawyer that has to be burnt. The issue is the other karbonis. How many other karbonis? So the Tamid Shel Shachar is in the morning, and the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim is the last one. And we already learned about the Par and Sayer, and there's a total of 15. So it's 15 minus 4. There are 11 more karbonis that we have to know when were they makriv these karbonis. Having explained the Seder HaKarbonis, let's see our Mishnah inside. Once again, Masechtas Yuma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Im bevigdei vutz kairi. If the kain chose to read the Torah in the regular bigdei lavan, he didn't put on a special itzdalis for kriyas haTorah, which he had the option of doing. He said, "No, I'm just going to wear the regular bigdei lavan, the regular white bigdei kohuna." Now, as you remember, we've already discussed that the kain gadol always had to do kiddush yadayim raglayim et bimakadosh yodo v'raglav. Before he took off his clothes and after he put on the new clothes, as he changed from the Big Day Lavan to the Big Day Zav and so on. So if he didn't change yet, because he continued to wear the Big Day Lavan from the previous Avaida into Kriyas HaTorah, so now, Kiddush Yad V'Ragla. He has to wash his hands and feet. Pashat, he then got undressed. Yared V'Tavo went down to the mikveh, immersed himself. Allah came up in his stapek and dried himself. Avilei Big Day Zav. At this point, they brought him the Big Day Zav. Lava, she put him on v'kiddush yado v'raglav, and once again, he would have to wash his hands and feet. Now, had he chosen not to read the Torah in the Big Day Lavan, but he would have put on the special clothes for it, so he would have already done the kiddush yado v'raglav from beforehand. That's what the Mishnah means when he took off the clothes. But if he didn't do it yet, so he has to do it now. At this point, v'yatzah, he goes out. Where does he go out from? So you would say from where the kier was. But the Kohen Gadol didn't really wash his hands from the kier. They brought him a special kitan shalzov. So the Tiferes Yisrael suggests that even though they brought him a special kitan shalzov for him to wash his hands, he probably did it in the same place where the kier was. So v'yatza v'asa es eloi v'es elha'am. He's makriv now his own ram and the elha'am. V'yashivas kvasim t'mimim b'nei shana, and the 7 unblemished male sheep in their first year. Rabbi Eliezer, Azoi Hald, Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, let's take a closer look at what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. At this point, he was makriv his ayil, so we know that he had a personal ayil that had to be brought as a carbon ayil, this Eila'am. We explained before that we're going to learn our Mishnah according to the sheet of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that says that the Eila'am is one of the 10 Musaf Karbanis. So you have the Eila'am and the Shivas Kvasim Tumim, which are also part of the Musaf. So basically, after the Kriya Seter, he puts on the Big Day Zav, he does his ayal, and he goes ahead with the Karbanis of Musaf. That's what the Mishnah is telling us now. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is telling us now. The reason Rabbi Eliezer holds this way is that Rabbi Eliezer says, well, first we have to do all the Karbanis that are brought down in Parshas Achrei. That has to be finished first. So even though the El Ha'am is really part of the Musaf, but that comes first because that's in Parshas Achrei. Afterwards comes the Musaf Karbanis. Now the Batanura explains, even though Rabbi Eliezer is not listing everything over here, because the Musaf isn't just the El Ha'am and the Shivas Kvasim. That's eight. We said there are ten. There's a Par in the Karban Musaf. There's a Sawyer. That's the Sawyer Hanasa Bechutz, the Karban Chatas, which is part of the Karban Musaf. Nothing to do with the Sawyer that was brought inside. And of course, there's also the Tamash Lebein Harbayim, which he doesn't mention. But that's what it means. Rabbi Eliezer means to say, first finish all the Karbanas that are mentioned in Parashas Achrei. So already earlier, he did the Par and the Sawyer. And he did the Tamid Shel Shachar, that we know already. Mishnah told us that already. So what's left? His Ayil and the Ayil Ha'am. Because that's also mentioned in the Parashas Achrei. That's what comes after the Kriya Satira. Now we can go to the rest of the Karbanais. The rest of the Musaf Karbanais, even though they're not all enumerated over here in the Talmud Shel Bein Rabbayim, all that comes afterwards, those are the ones from Parshas Pinchas. Dibri Rabbi Eliezer, again, as they helped Rabbi Eliezer. Vaitre Zakta Mishnah, and here we have to be very careful where we put the period. Rabbi Akiva says, the seven male sheep, the Shivas Kvasim, Im Talmud Shel Shachar Yekrev. They were makriv that with the Talmud Shel Shachar. Upar Oila, as well as the Par Oila, which was also part of the Karban Musaf. That's what the Gemara tells us. That's where we should put the period. Again, Rabbi Kiva Omer, no, the Shiva Sakvasim im Talmud Shel Shachar Hayakraven, they were makriv that together with the Talmud Shel Shachar, Upar Oila, as well as the Par Oila from the Karban Musaf. V'sorah Hanasa B'chutz, the Sawyer that was part of the Karban Musaf, we call it a Nasa B'chutz as opposed to the other one that was brought inside, where we took the dam and put it in the Kaddish HaKadoshim, and then by the Pereiches. But the Sari HaNasa B'chutz, Haya Kraven in Tamash Lebein Harbay. That they were makrif together with the Tamash Lebein Harbay. In other words, as the Batanura explains this, Rabbi Akiva holds that the Karban Musaf that was brought on Yom Kippur was actually divided into two. The Karbanais of Musaf that were Karban Oilois, they were brought in the morning with the Tamash Shachar. And the one Karban Musaf, the one out of the ten, that was a chatas, that was brought with the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim. Why does Rebbe Akiva hold this way? Well, it's because by the Karbanas HaMusafim, it says, Muvad Oilas HaBoiker, Asheli Oilas HaTam. So this teaches us that the Musafim are supposed to come together with the Oilas HaBoiker. So let me ask you, the Pasuk says that the Karbanas of Musaf come with the Talmud Shel Shachar, so why is he leaving one of the ten Karbanas for later? Maybe we should be makriv the Sawyer HaNasa B'chutz, which is a Karban Chatas and also part of the Karban Musaf. Maybe that should be brought in the morning also. That's because by this particular Karban, the Sar HaNasa B'chutz, it says, Milvad Chatas HaKippur. The Torah is telling us the Sar HaNasa B'fnim is before the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. Okay, so to make it real B'kitzer, the Mishnah told us that if the Kohen Gadol kept his Big Day Lavan on, at this point, after Kriya Satira, he has to do two Kiddush Yedayim Reglayims, one before he takes it off, one after the Tefillah he puts on the Big Day Zohav. According to Rabbi Eliezer, at this point, he's makriv his Ayil, which is an Oila, and the Ayil Ha'am, as we understood it in this Mishnah, that's part of the Karban Musaf. That comes first because it's mentioned in Parshas Achrei, and the Shivas Kvasim Tmimim B'nei Shana, which is also part of the Karban Musaf. And as the Batanura explained it, although Rabbi Eliezer doesn't mention that, but he also means the Par and the Sari and Asa B'chutz, which were part of the Karban Musaf as well, because there were 10 Karbanos in the Musaf set. Par, an Ayil, which were an Ayla, the Sari and Asa B'chutz, which is the Chatas, and the Shivas Kvasim Tmimim B'nei Shana. Divi Rabbi Eliezer, as I helped Rabbi Eliezer, a major disagreement from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, the Shivas HaKvasim and the Par HaOyla in the morning with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Musaf comes after Shachris. Musaf comes after the Tamid Shel Shachar. There's one of the Karbonis Musaf, the Sarai Nasa B'chutz. Then we learn from the Pasuk, it comes only after the inside Sayer. And the Mela, that's pushed off till the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim.